Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk, folks. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long bringing it to 8 p.m. this evening. Tigers win today. Bayou Bengals getting that W against UCLA 9-5. You heard in the Sports Flash. With that victory, their quest for a championship will continue, and they will be taking on the winner of tonight's matchup between Arkansas and UCLA. That game scheduled to get underway at 6:30 this evening. We've heard tons about there being potential weather issues again tonight in Omaha. We'll be keeping an eye on that matchup to see what happens there, because that'll be something interesting if we have another situation that was similar to Monday, where the Arkansas-UCLA game begins, ends up getting delayed, postponed till tomorrow. Does that mean that the winner of that matchup would then have to turn around, play a doubleheader against LSU?
You would imagine so. We had a text that came in and a caller actually that asked about the whole World Series format.
Yeah.
And how it's a little bit unfair that Coastal Carolina, who played their first game on Friday and then their second game on Sunday, gets to have an extra day off before they play again on Wednesday, versus being in the second bracket, you have to play, you know, Sunday and then Tuesday, and then you have the winner's game and everything like that. So, or Saturday and then Monday, and then Wednesday would be for the winner's bracket. It's a little bit interesting, Steve, but it's all just to kind of keep it rolling in the double elimination format. And you know, you have a couple of elimination games today. We had already Louisville taking out Oregon State in that really fascinating game where Oregon State stormed back and scored three runs in the ninth. But then Louisville ends up walking it off in the bottom of the ninth to win 7-6 and set up that matchup with Coastal Carolina. And then we already know that UCLA will play Arkansas in an elimination game that's going to start about 20 minutes from now here, Steve. And I think a lot of LSU fans are just hoping that whatever happens tonight, let it go extra innings. You know, maybe there's a weather delay and they have to play again tomorrow morning. I think that's what the situation would be, going back to your initial question, that if they do have issues tonight with the weather, they'll probably play the rest of the game or however much left of the game tomorrow morning, and then there will be those three games played like there were today.
Yeah, I would think it's a similar set of events that would happen if that's the case, too.
That's the whole point with the College World Series. They want to kind of keep everything moving and kind of stay on schedule.
Would be nice to see both bullpens get, you know, burned pretty good.
So we'll see, because tonight's matchup is fascinating to me with Arkansas and UCLA. UCLA, as you saw today, they have a lot of left-handed pitchers or left-handed hitters in that lineup, and they're going up against Arkansas's ace, yeah, the left-handed pitcher in Zach Root, who once again only threw about, you know, 35 to 40 pitches against LSU in that game one on Saturday. And now he's going to be going again because, you know, they pulled him early. He'll be good to go for tonight's game. He's going to be facing that good UCLA lineup. So We'll have to see what happens. We talked with Zach Nagy last hour about it. I'm sure a lot of LSU fans are rooting for UCLA in this game because Arkansas is probably the better team, but they're both legit. I mean, at this point, there's only five teams left in the College World Series, so all these teams are excellent.
Yeah, it's always be careful what you wish for, right, too, in this scenario. Like you mentioned, I think either team is a tough, formidable opponent.
Right.
We've seen the Tigers have success during the regular season, now in the postseason against Arkansas, but yeah, man, they're definitely a scary bunch. And forget Jaden New. I mentioned to you, I don't want to see Geikle anymore. What is it, Gabe Geikle?
Gabe Gackle.
Gackle.
Yeah, Gackle's awesome. I mean, he's been really good.
That was unbelievable.
But that was his best performance was against LSU. But it ultimately didn't matter because you had Cade Anderson on the opposite side who was tossing up zero after zero for this LSU pitching staff. You know, Steve, it'll also be kind of interesting to see what they decide to do tomorrow on the mound. Once again, we've talked with a couple different reporters about this, and everyone kind of feels the same way that Zach Allen is likely to get the start for LSU, regardless of if it's UCLA or Arkansas in tomorrow's game, and a win and in to the College World Series finals. And if they lose, this is the good part about being in the winner's bracket.
You got a chance still.
You still have kind of the winner-take-all game
right
in a Game 7 in the College World Series. But LSU's in a great spot. We've said they're in the driver's seat in Omaha, and you know they'll probably do a bullpen game tomorrow against either one of those teams, UCLA or Arkansas. Start off with Cowan. You have Newt. You have, you know, Myers, who hasn't really seen much action recently. Maverick Rizzi as well out of the bullpen, who I know you're not the biggest fan of. But it will be kind of all hands on deck. I think Cooper Williams will come back tomorrow, too. I know that he didn't have the greatest showing today, but it was mostly, I think he got squeezed on a couple pitches by that backline umpire, Steve. And I'm sure that you'll see him again as well.
Love to see this Tiger team, you know, performing, though, with runners in scoring position, have been able to come through also in those situations where there's been two outs. And all of a sudden,
yes.
I know you were texting me about that. I was driving back to Nichols to pick up little man from the football camp today, Louisiana Line camp. And you were just saying, I love when the Tigers come through in these two-out situations.
So that's the thing about today's game. Like, you can look at the pitching performance by Cason Evans, which was unbelievable. Once again, he was excellent out of the bullpen for LSU against a really good UCLA offense. You can talk about the defense, and the defense was great. Again, they've been great all season long. But the clutch hitting was on full display, Steve. I mean, if you're talking about outside of the four runs that they scored in the first inning of the game last night, all of their runs were produced with two out hits and clutch RBIs by Luis Hernandez, by Stephen Milam, by Jake Brown, by Danny Dickinson, by Jared Jones in his second RBI hit.
I love you rattling off all these names.
Yeah, all of them came up clutch and produced a two out RBI hit for this LSU team. And if you'll remember, Steve, the 3-5 score line from last night, one of the biggest keys for me when we talked about this earlier was that first inning after you get punched in the mouth and give up three runs with Anthony Eidson on the mound in that top of the first, putting up a four spot in the bottom half of the first was fantastic. But at the same time, once the game resumed and you have Cason Evans on the mound, Cason puts up a zero in the top half of the first. And if you'll remember, the rally that LSU had in the bottom half of the fourth was also key for me because, you know, the first two outs happen and then Curiel gets a base hit and that sparks a run for LSU. Where I know that they said, you know, with Curiel and he slapped it to opposite field, and they said it kind of looked like an Ichiro type of single, right? And then from there, you go on to score two runs in that inning, all with two outs. And it all started with Derek Curiel getting on base. And that's this LSU team at its best, is they're producing with two outs, and they're getting the clutch hits and getting the production from the middle part of the lineup. And you saw that today. And I thought that those two runs to extend it from 3-5 to 7-3 for LSU and kind of give Cason Evans a little bit more to work with, I thought that was definitely key as well.
In other action, the NBA Finals, we saw the Pacers go down again to the OKC Thunder and now trailing that series 3-2. Not great news for the Pacers today as well when you saw that come out on ESPN that sources say that Tyrese Halliburton is dealing with a calf strain and is going to have an MRI on that to determine the severity. He definitely was a guy that was not himself last night. They were sorely missing any kind of production from him and stuck around for a good part of the game, but in the end, OKC just too much.
Yeah, Steve, I got to watch, you know, a good amount of the game because we were waiting on that LSU baseball game.
Right.
And the clock kept ticking. It's just like, is this game going to get resumed tonight or not? And obviously it ended up getting postponed to this morning. But they were within 2 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Like, people can forget that. They
but
made
then
this
I feel
run.
Like OKC pushed it back to a 10-point lead really quickly.
It just doesn't feel like, especially with how the games are being called, that Indiana has enough bullets in the chamber, so to speak, to keep up with OKC. And the unfortunate thing is that they had their chance in game four. It's almost kind of similar to what happened in the second round of the Western Conference playoffs, where Denver was up 2-1 against OKC, and they had that game four at home, and then they just couldn't pick up the big game to push it to a 3-1 series lead. Same thing kind of with Indiana. Like, you had your shot to get up 3-1 and only move within one game of the NBA Finals victory. Instead, they lose that game four. OKC's been unbelievable at home in this postseason run. They pick up the game five victory, and now you have to win back-to-back games to win it all. I don't think that Indiana has enough. I would love to be proven wrong. And, you know, Indiana kind of postpones the start of the quote-unquote OKC era that a lot of national NBA reporters are predicting. But it just feels like this is an OKC kind of closeout game in six. And we'll see if they can defend home court and push it to a game seven. But even if it gets to a game seven, Steve, it feels like it's OKC's to lose.
Yeah, we got no NBA final action tomorrow. That's going to be a Thursday game in Indiana. But tonight we do have Stanley Cup action. The Florida Panthers looking to raise the cup once again this evening. They have a 3-2 lead in that series over the Edmonton Oilers and are on their home ice this evening. That's a 7 o'clock face-off starting over there. I know we'll be tuned into that in the second part of this show, second half of this show, and anxiously seeing if Florida can put Edmonton to bed and keep that Canadian curse going with the Stanley Cup.
I'm rooting for them. I hope that they close it out in six. I don't want it to go up to a game seven, although it would be kind of funny for it
just
to
like
be a game
year.
Seven in Edmonton this time around.
Yeah.
And all the Canadian fans so hopeful for the cup coming back home, and Florida just rolls in and just makes them in game seven. I am rooting for them to close it out in game six tonight. We'll see if they can do it. But, you know, Brad Marchand at age 37 is a demon, Steve. That dude can play still.
Yeah, maybe the Bruins are regretting getting rid of him.
I would say so.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll talk to Chris Dotson, who covers the NBA for Clutch Points. Talk about a Pelicans trade with those Indiana Pacers that just happened. Also, a little more breakdown of the NBA Finals and what his thoughts are. Coming back with more Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Me and Charlie hanging out with you now, having to welcome in Chris Dotson, covering the NBA for Clutch Points, joins us right now. Chris, how you been doing, man? You enjoying the finals?
Oh, enjoying the finals, but I hate to see Halliburton, you know, get hobbled. You hate to see that, but other than that, great finals. Don't care about the markets. Love watching good basketball.
Totally agree with you there. It was tough to see this team last night with the Pacers just struggling. They still put up a fight, even though you could tell there was something up with Halliburton. Is there any hope with him, you know, nursing that injury now, that this Pacers squad has a chance to overcome OKC?
No, I mean, look, I covered 82 regular season games. I covered like 7 playoff games. My knees hurt me. I know Halliburton's got to be hurt way worse. You know what I mean? So even if he can get on the court, which I think he will, I mean, it's game 6 of the finals. You know, win or you're done.
Right.
Unless he can, unless they got to put him in a cast or they're looking at a surgery after this MRI, there's no way you're keeping Halliburton off the court. I've been around him, you know, 4 or 5 games, and he always just seems like one of the more intense people when it comes to warming up in the gym. So, yeah, he's going to be hobbled. But, look, game 5, the Thunder made the Pacers look the same way they made the Grizzlies look game 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the first round, and a lot of teams during the regular season. So, hurt or not hurt, the Thunder just looked dominant, and they looked like a championship team.
Yeah, as soon as they beat the Nuggets in round 2, Chris, I think that was almost the get-over-the-hump moment, because then they just cruised past Minnesota, and Indiana had their shot at them in game 4 when you can go up 3-1 at home, you can protect home court, and they just weren't able to get it done. And at that point, it just kind of felt like OKC, with how good they've been at home in this postseason run, losing game 4 and losing the home court advantage that you had picked up with that incredible game 1 victory and the Tyrese Halliburton game winner, you know, it just kind of felt like the series was over.
Yeah, brother, it felt like a Rocky movie, a Creed movie, one of those fights where, you know, the antagonist has got a chance. They pulled, Pacers went in and they pulled an Iverson moment, you know, when the Sixers went in and got that win over the Lakers. Then they come back home and they won game 3. Game 4 just felt like when, you know, Mr. T beat Rocky in Rocky 3. And me as a kid, I'm going, how could they let Rocky lose? The Pacers had a moment to go in there and take the belt away from the guys that we really think are going to be the champs. And yeah, they let their moment get away from them. And now it's come back to cost them.
Pacers were busy today, though. They're getting the deal done with the Pelicans, sending the number 23 pick in the NBA draft and the rights to Mojave King to the Pels for their own 2026 first rounder that New Orleans owned. What do you make of this trade, Chris? I'm interested to find out. Do you think the Pels are accumulating more assets to draft more players, or you think it's some ammunition to maybe package and move up?
Yeah, it's got to be a package to move up a little bit. I mean, they've got enough players on the roster they don't need. And I think a big reason they made this move this year to get rid of a pick next year is they need that salary cap balance. When you make a pick, you have that cap hold, and then it can move further for this year. I think they need that for a move, and that's why they made the move. I've got people on social media asking me about Mojave King. Well, he's a guy that scored 5 points in 10 minutes in the G League over like 4 years and played professionally in Puerto Rico. He might wind up in Birmingham on the bench. So don't worry about that part. Just worry about the part where they moved out of next year's draft into this year's draft and how much that can help them on the salary cap in a trade and moving money around that way. That's the biggest takeaway from this deal today.
There's a couple interesting parts to it, Chris, because for one, you know, the Pacers' 2026 pick, I think Joe Dumars is kind of gambling that with the East expected to be weaker next year, that the Pacers are going to be right back in this kind of position where maybe not in the NBA Finals, but one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference in a deep postseason run. And maybe that 2026 pick is going to be closer to 30 than it is to 23. And so they feel better about that asset. And at the same time, you kind of mentioned packaging these two picks and moving up in the draft. You know, we heard from Kevin O'Connor on Yahoo Sports that he said that the Pels are aggressively looking to move up with Ace Bailey as the target. I want to get your thoughts on Ace Bailey as a prospect, because, you know, consensus is all over the board with that kid. Like, people either love him or they don't like his shot selection. The analytics aren't a big fan of him either. So that's one. And then two, the price to potentially move up into the top five to potentially get him. I don't know if it would be 7 and 23 would be enough, or if you would have to add an extra asset to that. Just want to get your thoughts on all of that.
Yeah, I think you'd have to add an asset like Jordan Hawkins to that, but I think that's an easy enough move to make. If that's who, you know, you've identified a target and you really believe in them, go ahead, because, you know, this regime's not tied to Jordan Hawkins. They didn't draft him. Jordan Hawkins has back injuries that go back to college that have become just more of a concern. He's even talked about it in some of the press conferences, so it's not like that's a big, you know, secret. As far as Ace Bailey, I'm not really sold. I don't like his draft combine just approach. There's a reason that we just watched Shedeur Sanders fall in the NFL. He's kind of doing the same thing by acting like he's just too good for the process and telling teams he doesn't want to talk. And then, again, I'm going to do some scouting work on my analytics. Yeah, he's athletic. Yeah, he can hit some dribble pull-ups. But I've got concerns just about his ball handling, so he's never going to get to those shots. And then his decision-making hasn't been great. So if he's not getting those shots and then he's got to make a decision with some suspect ball handling, I'm just not sure he helps you in the next 2, 3, 4 years when you really need somebody to help Zion if they keep CJ, or just helping Trey and Herb. I'm not sure how Ace Bailey helps those guys compete before they're up for new contracts. And that just worries me just too much. As somebody born in the South and wants to see the Pelicans do well, that worries me when it comes to Ace Bailey.
Looking at you, you know, talking about going over these prospects and breaking them down, what would be something you'd be interested to see this Pelican squad maybe moving up to acquire, to trade for?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on Derek Quinn, who's been on the top of my boards for New Orleans this whole time. And I think if you had to package those two picks to move up one or two, I can understand it. I could also see if Queen, because he's kind of a unique prospect, he's already about going to be 21 in the middle of next season, I could actually see them being able to move down, even though they haven't wanted to. All indications from myself, Kevin O'Connor, that the Pelicans have just wanted to move up. If they can move back one or two spots and still get Queen, I don't see why you would not do that, because he's probably the most impactful, can help you next year and the season after, as far as maybe guys from the 5 to 10 range that I've got. I'd put all my money in his basket.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Chris, because the Brooklyn Nets are reportedly looking to potentially trade up, and they're at pick 8, but they also have all these other first-round picks in this year's draft. They have 19, they have 26, and they have 27. They have 4 first-round picks, and then they have, like, the 36th overall pick as well. So if they're looking to move up and potentially secure one of those top prospects, you know, maybe Brooklyn could be a trade partner to potentially move down one spot and maybe pick up one of those late first-round picks as well.
Yeah, I've heard them being in the mix to move up and then, say, the 16th with the Memphis Grizzlies, the other team I cover, they would move back a little bit because they don't really need that pick. So the Nets could move one of their assets that just aren't going to help them tank next year, one of those late picks, move up, then make another move, and wind up with a guy in the lottery that they really like. I've heard that from several people now. So, yeah, you own it. You understand how it's going to operate in the next few weeks or next few days leading up to the draft next week. It's going to be very interesting. But, yeah, I see a few of those teams going to be very interested in working with the Pelicans to get in that 7, 8, 10 range and them being able to work the margins and find the best deal to help this team move forward.
Chris, I think you were kind of vindicated as well in your reporting about the Trey Murphy potential trade in the offseason, that, you know, the Pelicans have a very high asking price for him. And, it, you know, the Desmond Bane trade from Memphis to Orlando, you know, the veteran player, the young piece, and then multiple first-round picks, as you said, was the asking price for someone like Trey Murphy. I think that kind of vindicated your reporting there. But I want to get your thoughts. Is there any kind of update on Trey Murphy as far as the Pelicans potentially moving him this offseason? It's a seller's market, as we saw with the Desmond Bane trade. And if you can get a really, really nice package like that, you have to at least consider it, regardless of how good Trey Murphy is.
Right, I ask anybody in New Orleans, and yeah, first, thank you. It's kind of tough business out here in this industry. I only believe certain people, but it is no coincidence that that leaks about Trey Murphy and the asking price being ridiculous of 3-4 first-round picks, which the Grizzlies got one pick from the Magic just because of KCP's contract. So 3-4 picks, a prospect, and a vet that can help you. That's the price for a third-wheel non-all-star that's from 24, 26 years old. That's just the going rate right now. And I think Trey Murphy is going to be at the upper end of that price range, and it's the right approach. Joe Dumars should be able to see from his offices in New York City the last few years what Trey Murphy's done and how he's got all-star potential. So I think the asking price for Trey is going to be more than what the Grizzlies got for Desmond Bain now that that market is set.
What do you make of the other buzz I've been hearing all along the Twitter sphere or social media? Besides Trey Murphy trade rumors, there's been talk about the Pelicans. Well, maybe not the Pelicans trying to move Herb Jones, but teams being interested. And I guess who wouldn't try to be want to acquire Herb? But would this Pels team really want to move on from a guy like Herb Jones?
Oh, they won't. They do not want to move on from Herb Jones. Everybody in New Orleans, including the people employed by the Pelicans, want to see Herb Jones in New Orleans. But if you get an offer from, say, Portland for Denny Avdia and a pick for Herb, you kind of got to look at that and say, you know, Denny's got a declining contract. He's got better analytic stats. This is the best time to sell on Herb. So you're going to see a lot of teams come in trying to get Herb and a couple picks and consolidate it that way just because he's got a great contract. He's a great defender. But Herb is kind of, and fans are going to hate to hear this, he is capped out offensively. Even if you put him on another team, there's just not too many places where he's going to have a role, where he's going to have the ball more, have more shots, and just be more involved than he has been here in New Orleans. So I don't think you have the upside, perhaps, that maybe a Trey Murphy has. And that's why you're going to see Herb shopped for a cheaper price, or maybe not shopped, but teams are going to call it with offers for a cheaper price that Joe Dumars is going to have to consider, because it's still going to be a great return on a guy with only 2 years left that Joe Dumars did not draft.
Chris, before we let you run, just kind of looking into your crystal ball, we're 8 days away from the first round of the draft, and the Pelicans, as we've talked about, with them making this move now to get the 23rd overall pick, that something could be in the works for them to potentially move up this year. But if the asking price for some of these teams in the top five is too much and Joe Dumars balks at it, is there any possible scenario where the Pelicans use both pick 7 and 23 on draft night, a little bit over a week from today?
There's a scenario. You know, there's always that 1% chance they just won't find a deal they like anywhere in the market. I don't see that happening, obviously. That's why it's like a 1-5% chance. But even then, you could find a guy, you know, late in the first round that you just draft and stash, like a Carlo Mackovich sort of type of guy. And then you work with that later. If you don't find the deal before the draft, just draft the best player available, because you can still trade those players before you sign them to a contract. When you sign them to a contract, you have to wait to the trade deadline, December 15th and all that. But if you draft them, you can wait and still trade them up to Summer League, you know. And there's always, every single year, there's a big move that breaks while we're at Summer League, and there's a move 2 weeks before training camp. So watch for those. If the Pelicans do have to make both of those picks, they're still in play to be moved at those two windows, so to speak.
And, Chris, can this Pels team get things right with Joe Dumars hopefully leading the way? Because I know you saw it, and a bunch of people have posted this DeJounte Murray interview calling last season his worst experience in the NBA. There's a lot behind that, dealing with, you know, his health, his mother's health, but also express just frustrations way that the organization, the Pels organization, functioned behind the scenes.
Hey, look, in the world we're living in, I'm glad he spoke truth to power. I hope some of those problems were back with Griff. However, I don't believe they are, because some of those problems were here before Griff, and they're still existing today. I've tried to be a great advocate for the team, and they've had problems with maybe sometimes telling them that other players have said what DeJounte Murray has said, you know, just in a private manner. And if you tell them that, they kind of want to shoot the messenger. So I hope they hear this from maybe one of their biggest stakeholders, and they give a little grace and give a little mercy. And, you know, that sounds like what DeJounte Murray was looking for, was some organizational support and people to help just help him through the moment. And it did not seem like he got the grace and mercy that he was looking for. And it's something that Joe Dumars talked about last Friday in the Smoothie King Center. I think I was the only media member there listening to what Joe and CJ had to say at the Second Chance Summit. And if you listen to that, I think you got to have a little hope for him. And thank Joe Dumars, a NACADA Central graduate like myself, is going to pull it around.
Awesome stuff as always, Chris. We appreciate your message you deliver here on WWL all the time on Sports Talk. Thank you so much for stopping by. We'll definitely be talking soon.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Dotson covering the NBA for Clutch Points. You can follow him on Twitter or X at DoingItDotson. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Come back, get a check-in from Omaha. Find out what's going on with them LSU Tigers as I get ready for either UCLA or Arkansas. Be back right after this on WWL after the break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Welcoming in now, Koki Riley over in Omaha, covering LSU baseball for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Koki, it was a heck of a past 2 days. How you doing, man?
Doing okay. Hanging in there.
Yeah, it was definitely a rough one last night. The Tigers get off to a good start. It was scary at first to see UCLA come out in the first inning, putting up the runs, and then it was great seeing the response from the LSU Tigers, not withering at all and just coming out strong, flexing their muscles. And we end up in, you know, after three innings, in a suspended game that resumed this morning. And first thing that comes to my mind is, oh man, what an awful way to just waste an outing from Anthony Ianson. But hearing from Coach Jay Johnson after today's post game press conference, I just love the perspective that he always puts a spin on things. What are you going to do basically, you know, to make a long story short? And if he shows frustration at basically, you know, it trickles it down to his players, and he doesn't want to do that. But altogether, what an outing from this Tiger team the past 2 days, just really showing up big against UCLA.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a pretty strong start with a 5-3 lead, and
It just seemed like offensively they really got the bats going, and that was really the key to this game because Anthony Einson did not have a very sharp start. Now they're showing the replay of the stolen base home steal attempt.
Yeah, he is out, right?
He is out. Okay. Yeah,
they called it out. Let's actually update folks on that real quick, Koki. I don't want to interrupt, but I mean,
yeah,
against Zach Ruth, the ace pitcher for Arkansas, UCLA loads the bases in the top half of the first inning with one out, and then a line out gets to two outs, and then they try to steal home with two outs and the bases loaded. I don't really understand that decision, and he gets caught at home. So UCLA, with the bases loaded situation in the top half of the first, are not able to strike first against Arkansas. Go ahead, Koki.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a very curious decision. But just as for LSU, though, obviously, absolutely massive win. I think the offense and its performance was probably the most promising part of the entire night and morning. but yeah, I just thought they did a really good job of, you know, consistently stringing together strong at bats, you know, working walks, driving pitches for singles, not for doubles, but a lot of like solid singles in this game. I think the only extra base hit they had was the Jared Jones home run. But yeah, I mean, if you can do anything close to that offensively, you're going to be very, very, very hard to beat because of the pitching staff that this team has. And five runs in this game is more than what they usually give up, against a team like UCLA. But I mean, if you're hitting the ball like that, it doesn't really matter. So just a really good overall well-rounded performance. And this is two games in a row where they've had pretty well-rounded days at the park, and when this team's clicking on both sides of the ball, they're just so tough to beat, especially given the pitching that they have.
Koki, you brought up a great point on social media that, you know, after they got punched in the mouth in the first inning against Anthony Einson, he gives up the three spot. The four spot was incredibly important, but then after that, every single run they scored was with two outs. You had the Luis Hernandez hit, you had, you know, Jake Brown, Steven Milam, Danny Dickinson, and then Jared Jones with the final two out hit there. All those runs, it's the clutch hitting. We've talked about this time and time again, that this team wins on defense and pitching, but also getting the clutch hitting factor as well. And the two-out hitting was there for LSU in this very, very important game against UCLA.
Yeah, absolutely. You get the Jared Jones two-out hit at the very end of the game. You get the Luis Hernandez two-out single before the game was suspended, I guess. You know, you had a couple two-out singles from two big two-out hits from Milam and Brown. These hits were absolutely huge for them. That's why they're moving on here. And I gotta say, like, this offense is just doing a much better. This right now, kind of on a heater when it comes to, you know, driving in runners in scoring position with two outs or with the bases loaded. So if you can do that, then you're going to be a very tough team to be when you have the starting pitching that this team has.
We've been kind of tossing around here back and forth, Koki, of who we think could be on the mound tomorrow for the Tigers. You've been around Jay Johnson and his ball club a ton this season. If you were to tap into his brain right now, what do you think that coach might be thinking is his starter for tomorrow against whoever it is between UCLA or Arkansas?
My guess is that it's going to be Newt. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I feel like, you know, Jane Newt has gotten the ball a couple of times in these sort of situations where they need that third starter in case Nevins is being saved or used already. And I feel like he's a candidate for that because I think they like the role that Chase Shores is in, where it's like maybe where it's, you know, shorter spurts, you know. So I think considering that, as Fajivo Loy just hit a two-run homer, I gotta say though, like, that's just kind of what makes sense to me right now in this moment. Just going to Newt, given that he can give you a little bit of length, kind of hit Arkansas with that fastball splitter combination. Assuming Arkansas wins this game, that's what worked for Anthony Einson when he pitched against Arkansas. I mean, maybe Jaden Newt can bring sort of a similar thing. I think Zach Cowan's another name to another name I feel like is going to pitch in this game at some point.
We're ridiculous behind you, Koki. We finally just saw the two-run
like
shot.
Three pitches behind you, but that's okay. It's all good. So, Koki, I'm glad you brought up Zach Cowan's name because we've talked to a couple different reporters that have said that he could be the starter, and we'll see what it ends up being. I think it's going to be one of the two. We'll just have to see. But Cowan's going to have a role in this game. And, you know, I'll have to double-check, but I believe that he did pitch in that game one against Arkansas, kind of following up Cade Anderson, and looked really good against the Razorbacks. I know that was when he was kind of on his heater, and he slowed down towards the end of the season into the postseason a little bit. But Zach Cowan still has Jay Johnson's confidence.
I think so. At least to pitch in the College World Series, right? Maybe he doesn't have the same confidence as he has in Cason Evans at the moment.
Right.
But I got to say, like, Cowan just hasn't been that great since the Texas A&M series overall. But the one weekend where he did pitch well was against Arkansas. So I am sort of curious to see if that could translate tomorrow, if that is the matchup and, you know, they get this game in. I'm really curious to see what happens there.
Koki, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And before we let you go, how are we looking weather-wise over there right now for this game tonight?
He's showing it. It looks dark.
It looks pretty. It is pretty dark here. People were very skeptical that they'd be able to get this game in, but I think right now it's fine, I guess. But it was raining a tad bit as we were leaving the park, and I think it's going to rain a lot more later tonight. So, yeah.
Always appreciate your time, Koki. Thanks so much for taking some time away from the ballpark and joining us from Omaha. Appreciate you, man.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks, Koki.
Koki Riley covering LSU baseball for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Our kind of boots on the ground in Omaha. I know we had Chesa Boucher also earlier on.
Yeah, no, and he has a different opinion with Jaden Newt. And it's going to be one of those two, you have to imagine, right,
right,
Steve? But you're going to use both of them at some point in the game regardless. And then Cooper Williams will be involved. Maverick Rizzi will be involved. Maybe Jacob Myers. And if you're in position to win, you could easily go back to Chase Shores as well late too. So we'll just have to see how Jay Johnson decides to play it. As we always say, though, Steve, we trust in Jay.
Amen to that. We're going to take a break. Why don't you can sound off too with us on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Be back with more of Sports Talk, so stay tuned right after this on WWL. Want to let everyone know nothing worse than losing your power, especially during summer and hurricane season. That's why WWL's team up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value almost $1,000. Just go to WWL.com/contest starting Thursday for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's come on, and WWL Louisiana official management station. We're going to take a break, go to the top of the hour news, and when we get back, you'll hear from LSU head coach Jay Johnson after the Tigers' 9-5 win over UCLA. Plus, we'll talk to Joe Healy, writer and podcaster of D1Baseball.com, about the matchup going right now between Arkansas and UCLA, plus a whole lot more in Omaha. Be back with more Sports Talk after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.